I have some reckless speculation sent by a friend here. You ready for this? Now, you watched the game last night.
I took it in.
Ian Hamilton threw 7 pitches, then covered first and got hurt on the play.
Mm-hmm.
And they went out. There was on the put out.
I think I know what you're going to say.
On the bottom of the 6. What?
That it was a freeze out moment.
What's a freeze out moment?
Was that in between Cade Smith?
Yes.
Well, was that after he? Wait, when was it? When did that happen?
No, it was okay. We had a runner on. We had a runner on Schneeman, Noel, because Noel came in the 9th, and it was Schneeman.
Oh, this was later. This was much later.
Schneeman came in, and that was the 3-1 put out. Then Jimenez came in. They got a single, then a walk, then a foul out to the catcher that I wrote as a 2-U. I got to change that in from Brian Rocchio. Then we grounded into the 4-3. We got to run that inning, but we grounded into the 4-3. According to my friend, he's just a friend, said, by the way, Yanks cheated last night with that fake injury to pitcher. I'm just reading it word for word. BTW, Yanks cheated last night with that fake injury to pitcher, completely staged. He hadn't faced 3 batters, so they did that to bring in a lefty to face our lefty.
So you think they went up there to the mound and told him?
You want me to play the horn? I'm not playing the horn. That's truth.
Whoa! He's calling them cheats.
So then when they came out and talked to him, they had to, much like a referee in a wrestling match, they have to get really close and talk into the air.
Yeah.
They're like, you cannot continue on.
Yep.
You need to have some histrionics to make it look like you've been injured.
Do you put that past Aaron Boone? I sure as hell don't.
Hey, I just watched Dan Lanning in Oregon use their tricks to try to beat Ohio State.
We had Rodney McLeod in studio on Tuesday, and he talked about how guys fake an injury to get a little extra time, get a timeout, maybe do a personnel change and hurry-up offense type thing.
That's true.
This is the equivalent.
Well, how do we feel about that baseball, one of the rules they did to kind of speed things up, but a lot of the rules that they used weren't really supposed to mess with the playoffs. You know, they got rid
of Ghost Runner. It's not allowed.
Yeah, they're
it's
not really enforcing the pitch clock as much in the playoffs.
Oh, they did yesterday.
They did with a strike, but I'm talking with the pitchers. They're not, and I was surprised they called it. Was that when, was that Stanton?
Jazz Chisholm.
Oh, it's Chisholm. Okay. Yeah, that was weird.
In the first?
It was very early on.
Well, when Jazz Chisholm was just up there complaining and they just didn't run the clock.
But overall, they're
didn't
not.
Did Stanton get a strike called on him?
They're not, you know, that's what I was remembering, but they're not really enforcing it with the pitchers as much, but this they have to enforce. It's the rule. It's a hard rule.
No, it was Soto. It was the second batter of the game.
Thank you. It was Soto. Thank you. I said Stan. You're right.
It's a 4-hour game. It runs together.
It was Roger Maris.
And Ken's got his scorebook, so he can cite those things.
It was Paul O'Neill. I love keeping score. It's good. I'm gonna get an actual book.
I haven't done that in so long.
Yeah, I want to get an actual book.
You don't need to. You got Game Changer on your phone.
Nah.
Not the same.
There ain't nothing better than a pencil.
I've got my GoPro up, and I'm shooting it right at the TV screen.
I bet you could get in a lot of trouble for trying to put a Major League Baseball game on a Game Changer.
You're probably right. I take it back. I didn't do that. Major League Baseball.
In a lot of trouble.
All right, do you have any problem with either people that left the game or people? Now, I got to admit, I've done this before. Hold on real quick.
This is what we got to ask. Good question.
I have done this before. I told Owen that during certain football, basketball games, I've turned the TV off or walked out of the room.
I've done it.
And then ran back in the room to look and then ran right back out of the room.
You're trying to change the juju, man.
Yes, I have done that.
When they were up, this would have been 2020. When they were up against the Cowboys and they were smoking them, you remember that?
Yeah.
And the Cowboys started to make a comeback. Mm-hmm. I turned the TV off and just sat there in my office and stared at a blank screen, just stared at the TV, waiting for my phone to light up because you get notifications on the Browns app, like, okay, it's the end of the 3rd quarter. Da 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 da. I was waiting for the game to end. I was like, whatever happens, happens. I can't do this. I'll go back and watch it on NFL Plus. I can't do this.
I admitted that we would have left last night. I know we would have, but my wife and I have. Several times at games when they start to get out of hand and it's still, you know, 6th inning or so, we go to a certain restaurant over on East 4th. We go to the same one every time. We try to sit in the same spot And they have won more games than they've lost when we do that. And I feel something about the mojo there. I know it's not real. If I was in court right now, I would know it's not real. But it doesn't matter. I want to try to affect the game however I can.
You do whatever you can. I posted on Twitter yesterday the two individuals that were doing the sign of the cross.
Yes.
Right? And I mean, if you were to ask them, do you really think praying for
they would say yes.
the team to win? I think if they were really to break it down, they'd be like, nah, I think, you know, my Lord and Savior has other bigger fish to fry.
Well, David Fry said he gave it to God last night.
Yes, he did.
No. I don't want to get in a whole religious thing with you here. But I mean, you and I have talked about that off the air. Like, yeah. I'm very as religious as I am, which is maybe a surprise to some people.
Surprise to Jerry Recco.
I do not. That's why you got to go back and listen on the Free Odyssey app.
I have done that before.
I don't do it for sports. I won't do it for sports.
I've done it, and it's such a thing of convenience and narcissism that
I'm
like,
trite.
That right now, this is when I need it. Not all those other times.
But leaving a game is not narcissistic.
Oof. You're trying to protect your own, which is also
no.
You're trying to protect your feelings.
That's not
why
I leave games. I'm trying to change the energy.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. Then I guess it would be.
That's why Lima turns off his TV and then peeks back in.
Yes, because
you
feel
the energy
of all the things. Like if there are baseball gods, do you think that Thurman Munson's up there going, "If Owen walks into that stadium, so help me God, they're losing tonight"?
Yes, I do.
It's crazy.
But
that's crazy.
That's why I don't
thought.
Get mad at people leaving last night if that was their reason. I just find it hard to believe in the playoffs that it's still dads like they were, like that old sitcom trope that we've got to beat the traffic out of here, right? Like, I don't find that is happening in the playoffs. But if people are leaving the game because they're like, hey, last ditch effort, what can I do? Me sitting in the same seat hasn't worked. I've talked about it on air several times. We do laps around the ballpark trying to change the energy. Now I do that with a drink in a hand or two hands or however many I can get holding on me. But still, I'm trying to change the energy. If you left the ballpark last night because you're trying to change the energy, good on you. Thank you for doing that for our team.
You going to the game tonight or tomorrow?
We might be going tonight. We'll see.
Owen goes to baseball games. He wishes he was Goro from Mortal Kombat trying to hold all those drinks. Here we go. Let me get to the phones here. Mike and Hinkley, home of the Buzzards. He's next up on the Fan. Hello.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Hi.
Hey, so I made a really good, what I thought was a really good reference last night. We were at the game, and it fell on deaf ears, and I just wanted to know if it wasn't as good as I thought it was, or if it was the wrong place, wrong time.
All right, let's go ahead.
Yeah, so bottom of the eighth, Stan had just hit his home run, and they reviewed it. No one in the stands like knew what the review was about, so the guy behind me said, like, oh, what are we reviewing? And I said, oh, it was high, it was too high. And it just fell on deaf ears. So is that not a good reference for Major League?
I would have got it.
Yeah, I would have got it.
But I get all that stuff. So I would have got it. I'm not surprised. How old were the people?
35.
You're going to hate hearing this. I think there's plenty of people in the stands who haven't seen the movie.
No,
or at least haven't.
Too.
Yeah, I
Which
know.
Is
at
terrible.
Least,
Which and Mike's is absolutely the call. Terrible.
At least haven't seen it enough to get the reference.
It should be required viewing.
Yeah.
Now, do you, when you run out of your drinks, do you say, hey, bartender, Joe Boo needs a refill?
Right.
Because I have done that, too.
Yeah. Always,
nobody cares.
Get all drunked up at the stadium and do that. John and Avon. John, good morning.
Morning, guys. What a game. What a game.
You bet your ass. Now, were people allowed? Do you forgive the people who left early?
Oh, man. I got to tell you, I'm one of those guys. And I'll never live it down because I left when they were playing the Yankees and Sandy hit the home run. Oh. And my wife will never let me live it down.
Oh, my gosh. You left that terrible. Game early?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
I was so frustrated. That game was so frustrating because they didn't score any runs until the end. But anyway, the reason I'm calling is we've been dying to go to one of these games. But every time I go on the MLB website to go for tickets, it's like for three people, it's like $800.
Mm-hmm. So yesterday,
yeah, that's playoff baseball.
Well, it is the playoff.
It goes up each round.
Let me tell you this, though. Yesterday, what was the get-in price? Yeah, but John, the get-in price yesterday was what, Owen?
That was on a secondary market. An hour before the game, they were down to $49.
Right now, I don't know what it is right now, John. As of this morning, what was it? 2:30 on one of the websites.
For this game right now,
for standing room only tonight. 2:30
to
get in.
Secondaries though. Those
secondary markets.
But I agree with you, John. I mean, I bought tickets the last week when they played the Astros. The team was selling them for $12. They were trying to pack the park. I bought tickets a row away from where I was in the ALDS, and we paid $96. Those same tickets for this round ALCS were like $150. That's what happens in the playoffs. That's what happens when your team is good.
Is it just the MLB website that's more expensive than the aftermarket website?
Well, good luck on the secondary. If you like to spend your time searching for great deals, then that's the place to be. If you don't have time to deal with it, people pay the price.
Yeah, the problem is,
John, thank you for the call.
I was told there wasn't a lot of Yankee fans at the game yesterday.
Yeah.
I wonder, tonight, you have the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame this weekend.
That's exactly what we discussed yesterday. I said it was 4 o'clock when I found that price that I sent to you that you tweeted out.
Oh, this is...
And my wife's like, well, maybe it'll be like that tomorrow. Ain't a chance, man. The Rochester Yankees coming in for a Friday. They've got a weekend. They don't have to go back, We had a guy call in from Allentown, and he made the drive back today. They don't have to make the drive back. They don't have to go to work tomorrow, so they're going to be here tonight. I don't know.
They have all day to get here.
We're going to get as fortunate to get that. And it's an 8 o'clock game, so you can work your regular job in Tonawanda and be down here for the game.
Even if it's tomorrow. Well, there's a whole lot. There's a lot of life lessons because we're going to the game tomorrow. There's a lot of things I can learn from being around. I've never actually been to a Guardians-Yankees game or an Indians-Yankees game. I've never been to one.
It's a different experience, man.
I've heard.
And then the playoffs are a different experience from that.
Because I went to that Red Sox-Indians game.
Yeah.
And that was in June. And that was Johnny Damon in his heyday, David Ortiz. I always liked David Ortiz. And I was sick. I was sick at the amount of Red Sox fans I saw. I had no idea what I was walking into. I had no clue. So, but I expect it tomorrow that there's going to be a gaggle. Hopefully it's a 2-2 series.
Well, it's great weather. It's a perfect fall. Beautiful sun is going to be out. So I do wonder, and unfortunately, the higher prices, it does bring a different type of fan, as you move on, and it definitely does price out some of the real fans, which sucks.
Well, but I think that's going right along with what we asked about the stadium earlier today. I mean, that kind of goes right hand in hand with a lot of things. I mean, it's become a very expensive enterprise.
I saw it yesterday when you put it up. People were going, well, that's, for the price. And then you have fees. And with that, it's this much. And parking, it's this much. And drinks, it's this much. And they're right. It does get up there. But it's one of those things where I'm doing this on a budget, guys, and we're going as much as we can. You have to be able to wait it out, and sometimes you miss. I missed yesterday. I missed a golden opportunity yesterday, and I'm going to try to get back in today. But if you want to do those secondary things, you've just got to be willing to make quick changes if you want to do it.